Hey, Chevra. Rabbis Machshavos B'lavish V'atzas Hashem Yisokum. As Chevra knows, right now, as of even up to a few hours ago, I was supposed to be on a plane to Eretz Yisrael. And earlier today, everyone got a text or an email, I don't know who gets what, that we weren't going to have shiur tonight. But the Eibishter that runs the world, the Eibishter runs the Welt. And Lameisa, the Rabbanu Shel wanted us to be here to learn together. And the emes is, I'm assuming everybody in this room would have been learning anyways at this time, but if maybe one of us wasn't, some of that Torah that's going to be learned now is probably worth all of that. If we understood the chashivas of Torah, ha-nechamad ha-mizav ha-mipazrav, toivli tayis piyich ha-me'av ha-izav ha-chesef. So mamish, to sit and learn Torah, whatever Mesiras Nefesh had to be had by myself was well worth it for the extra Torah that's going to be learned, Bez Hashem is Baruch. And that's why the MS was, whatever happened, happened, we don't, no need to talk. But it was about 10 o'clock at night, I think, sitting in the kitchen with Shandy finally eating for the first time after the Yom Tainus today. And then I turned and I said, nah, I couldn't believe I was there talking to her because I was, again, supposed to be on the flight. And I said, oh, Lameis, it's Thursday night. You know, I guess we have to have a shiur. And she looks at me like I'm crazy after everything I've been through today, up and down. My bag, you could look, I mean, the bags are still packed right up by the door. The Strymel's there ready to go. That was a whole other discussion.
Strymel's still going to go to Strymel's.
Whether to take it, not to take it. She says, maybe, let's, you know, maybe tonight, it's already, everyone's not coming. Those of anyone will come, Baruch Hashem, look around, Baruch Hashem, it's chus. But the emesis was immediately, I said, Lameisa, what better nechama, what bigger nechama than Torah? If I don't have the schus to be an Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's no other thing to do than to learn Torah and to be with Torah. And there's no greater, the only way to have nechama when you go through anything that's a little disappointing in life is to jump into Torah. When you jump into Torah, it's all good. So we're here to learn together. Bez Yom Yisbarach, maybe it was because we're supposed to go together and Mashiach's coming and I'm not supposed to be there before the Chevra. We're just going to go together there. So my bags are packed still. I didn't even... They're right there. You could look, Mamish. They're there. They're ready to go. So I'm ready. So Mir Tashem and the Schus of the Torah we learn. We'll all be Zeich to go to Yisrael. The car of Mamish, B'mher Yemenu. And not just to go, but to go with Mashiach's Zakenu, B'mher Yemenu.
Amen.
So sitting here, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Mamish Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The hachana, the preparation for the Heilig Yontif, has to be taken to a nook, to the next level. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, you have to live with starting today for these next few days. We all know the famous Chazal, Yom HaShishi V'Yechul HaShemayim V'Aretz, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. Yom HaShishi. What's Yom HaShishi, the sixth day? So Chazal say, Yom HaShishi is referring to Vav Sivan. The sixth day of Sivan when we had Kabbalah Satorah. Somehow, the Torah is already alluding by Maisa Bereshis that the world was created, but Hisna, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight, he made a condition, we all know the Gemara, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition, he says, if we accept the Torah from a Kabbal of Torah, then great, and the world's going to be, have kiyumis to it. Vimlav, Machzor, Yisrael, Soy, Vavo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the whole world, all of the creation, all that was here, and just return it to the desolate nothingness. In other words, so the creation of the world in the first 6 days was the physical creation, but the spiritual creation and the dependency of the world was not until what? Kabbal Satorah. It was all hanging in the air until Kabbal Satorah. The world can't exist without Kabbal Satorah. Reminds us of the Heilig, the famous words of the Chaim Lajner in Nefesh HaChaim and brought down in Ruach HaChaim on Perkei Avos. On the second mission of Davos, a shlosha devar ma'olam omeid, a Torah avodah miyaz chasadim. The world stands on three pillars. Rechaim Elijah famously said, it's a real pillar of the world. So if that pillar is gone, the world would cease to exist. If you take away a pillar, if there are only three from a building, the whole building will crush. If you take away Torah for one moment from the world, Rechaim Elijah said, the whole world will come to an end. And we can say the same from this chazal. Nachzor asol asol vavo. Yoyim hashishi. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks, what do you say to the day that says the Torah was given on Zion Sivan? Yoyim hashishi. Maybe that's a Haraya Keneged, but we know there's a day in the Gemara it was given on Zion Sivan. What's that opinion? What's that Shita going to say? So listen closely, Chever, for the next few days. Listen to Tosfos. It's just Tosfos. Just telling Tosfos. You could open it up. I didn't bring it here. I wasn't so, as Chever knows, I just wasn't so prepared tonight. We'll see what comes out. Sometimes that's the best. See, I'm mixing up like a few different shirmos preparing for the next few days, whatever. We'll see. Bez Hashem is Baruch. L'maisa. There's even a write-in I just did tonight. I don't know if I can buy it. L'maisa, listen to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yoyim HaShishi, l'fi the day of the Torah is given Zayin Sivan, the world was dependent on what? Yom HaShishi, the 6 days leading up to Kabbalah Satorah, the days of Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, the days of preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. That's what the world was dependent on. Not even being Mekabalit, that we're willing to prepare for, willing to work on ourselves, to become Roy to receive the Torah, and specifically from Rosh Chodesh Sivan through the first six days. Yom HaShishi, the 6 days of preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. The whole world is dependent on those days. Meaning these days starting today. Imagine how important these days are as we prepare for Shavuos. And not just to go to Ephraim Waxman, which will be incredible Monday night. And that's also always incredible Hachana. But hopefully we started from Sefiras HaOmer, but if we haven't, we have today. And today just started, and all of tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos Kodesh, and Sunday, and Monday. And the Rebbeinu Shem gave him a Matana where it's a secular holiday, and a lot of us don't have so many responsibilities, so you have time to learn, and time to prepare, and time to be Isaac. To prepare, and how else to prepare than to learn Torah? With Mesiras Nefesh. With serious sacrifice. My father reminded me of a Torah that he heard recently, that he said over years ago, I think before the Chevra here was in the Shir, so I want to just repeat this little Torah. The famous Pasuk, you all know in Yechezkel, the Pasuk says, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Geula, we say this at every Bris Mila, Ever Alayach, V'erech, Bismoses, Bismayach, V'oimer Lach, B'damayach, Ayi, V'oimer Lach, B'damayach, Ayi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I passed you and saw you wallowing in your blood. In your blood you shall live. In your blood you shall live, Hashem said. Kadosh Baruch Hu was referring to Mitzrayim, where the image of the Heilige Yecheskel is that we were mamash absorbed, wallowing in blood, covered in blood. And that represents the sacrifice, the avodah, the perech, the hard work, the labor. That was Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the blood. What do we do with that blood? What's our avodah? From Yetzias Mitzrayim until Shavuos, during these days, what do we do with our blood? So I want to read you an excerpt from something I found online. And we'll understand what we do with the blood. Nestled amid the fat cells and glandular tissue are the milk ducts. An intricate network of channels. Pregnancy hormones cause the milk ducts to grow in number and size. The ducts branch off into smaller channels near the chest wall called ductules. At the end of each ductule is a cluster of small, grape-like sacs called alveoli. A cluster of alveoli is called the lobule. A cluster of lobules is called the lobe. Each breast contains between 15 and 20 lobes with one milk duct for every lobe. Listen to the following. Prompted by the hormone prolactin, the alveoli take proteins, sugars, and fat from your blood supply and make breast milk. Where does chalav, where does the milk come from? comes from your blood. Meaning what? The Hilgus Vasemis says in Parsha Zemar, Tafresh Samach, you could look it up there. He says, what's the whole minog that we all know that we're going to be eating dairy on Shavuos? We're so excited for that delicious cheesecake. And if in your family nobody knows how to make a good one, just go to Costco, it's delicious. Nobody will tell anyone that you bought it there, don't worry. It's awesome. What's pshat in that minog? Vasemis says, the Hilgus Rebbe says, because the whole avoida is to take the blood and turn it into chalav. Take the blood, the dam, and turn it into chalav. Take the hard work and the mesiras nefesh and turn that into milk. What's milk? Milk is our earliest necessity. Milk is what gives us potential for the future. Milk is our foundation. Chalav is Rashi Tevos. Lach b'damay chayi. Va'omer lach b'damay chayi. Hashem says to us, in you, through your blood, you will live. Meaning it's through, we have to believe and understand. Just like we had blood by Mitzrayim, we have to have blood, we have to have sweat, we have to have Mesiras Nefesh in our Torah, and turn it into our foundation. Turn it into the Cholov that's what? That the Pasuk is Merames is Torah. The Torah is compared to milk. Take all the efforts in this Achana for Shavuos and work hard in our learning and we turn the blood into Cholov. Halavai, we should be Zaych. Okay, that's just a machana for these days. So after Bezer Hashem, these 6 days that we're going to put in Mitzirah Snefesh, and we're going to work hard, we're going to eventually get to Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Kabbal Satara. Mamish Hemes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the whole night to sit and learn. But the morning, after learning all night, Mamish, after learning all night, with Mitzirah Snefesh, Yidavin, and I don't understand. Some people have a hard time davening in the morning. How could you have a better davening than if you just learned to mamish all night long? And now you're talking to the Eibishter? A person could be tired then? It's mamish one of the most halig davenings there is. Okay, shkoyach. When you get to the Aftoira, I understand. I got that, you know? I'll give it to you, those who are dozing off during Aftoira, I totally get it. I really do. I know exactly. Maisa Merkava, any of us have any clue what's going on? Okay, so Lameisa, we're just not on that Madrega, so we think maybe if we fall asleep, so the Malachim will come to us and explain to us a little, because otherwise, definitely if we're up, we're not understanding anything, right? So okay, Shkoyach, Haftoiro, I get it. But for davening, don't sit down, you stand up, you daven today, Mr. What a morning to daven after a whole night of learning. When have you done better Achana? By the Chassidim, Rishonim, they sit and they prepare. We once gave shir and we explained there's no better preparation for davening than sitting and learning Gemara. So Gemara is Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, Uriel, Rosh Tevos. And by learning, the Malachim take your tefillos up to the Eibishter. By tzaddikim, they didn't understand this. Big tzaddikim. So Rav Tzvi Meir, he sits and learns Gemara for hours before davening. MS, I know people have seen it. Now by him, it's from 3 to 5 in the morning. After he pretended to go to sleep from 2 to 3.
He stopped pretending.
Okay, I don't know. So what a davening, and then what's all the davening preparation? The Havarabba, to say that Bracha Havarabba Shavuos morning. And then to hear Kabbalah Torah, to hear the Rebbe's Kabbalah Torah, it's like you're there. Anyone who lives around there, hopefully, so once in a while he doesn't do it, I don't know why, but hopefully he will, I can't imagine he won't on Shavuos morning. To hear the Rebbe's Kabbalah Torah, you feel like you're standing at Har Sinai mamish. Mamish! So that Matan Torah that we're going to hear Shavuos morning, what parasha is that in? We all know it's in Parashas Yisro. So we have to understand why. What's such a chash of Yisro that gets Matan Torah? If we think about, maybe, again, we don't like to do this because every letter of Torah is so chashuv, every word of Torah is so chashuv. As a post can bring down in times when you're supposed to stand up for laning, like by the Sefer Dibros, at least stand up from the beginning of the Leah. Don't start just by the Sefer Dibros, not to show like this is more chashuv. This is more chashuv than other parts of the Torah. L'maisa, but if we could think about maybe if a person would maybe wrongly, point out what's the most important part of the Torah. Many people would point to Aseret HaDibros. And it's in Parshas Yisro. What's the chashivas of Yisro? What's the connection to Yisro? Pashtus, I always thought, Yisro, we know, was a ger who went through all other Avodah Zarah and came to be part of us. And on Shavuos morning, we're like a ger. Each and every one of us, we're like a ger. That's why one of the reasons so important Shavuos morning to go to mikvah. I brought down Nol Svarim of the biggest mornings of the whole year. On a level, Ki'ilu Yom Kippur, to go to mikvah Shavuos morning, because we're mamish kekatan shenoel adami. And we're like a ger, and just like a ger's mizgaya goes to the mikvah, we go to the mikvah before our Kabbalah Satorah. So I just thought that's the connection, similar to why we read Rus on Yisro, one of the reasons brought down. But I want to share tonight, based on a Torah from Rav Zucker, another way of looking at this. Of why the parish of Matan Torah is in Parish Yisro. Let's open up our hearts, and Mamish, this is, I feel, ever since I saw this Torah, I feel it's all of Chaim, it's all of life. It's one of those Torahs. The Pasuk in Devarim tells us what was supposed to be accomplished at Matan Torah. Yes, most people, what was Matan Torah? We accepted the Torah, we got the mitzvahs. That wasn't what Mamad Har Sinai was all about. When we remember Mamad Har Sinai, it's not about the Kabbalah, the Torah. There's something about Mamad Har Sinai that was awesome. That was unbelievable. Let's remember, we didn't actually even get the Torah until Yom Kippur. We didn't receive the Luchos now. We get it much later by Yom Kippur. But there was Mamad Har Sinai already. What's so special about Mamad Har Sinai besides, for, of course, getting the Torah? What was the experience of Mamad Har Sinai that we're reliving Bez Hashem this Wednesday morning? We're going to relive it. Remember, we never chas v'sholom think that I just commemorate the past in Yiddishkeit. As Rav Dessler made famous for each and every one of us, when we have a yontiv, we relive it. The hashefa of whatever was in the air by Kabbalah Torah is in the air again, and I can relive it. I'm standing by Har Sinai, Bez Hashem, Wednesday morning. And you won't go to the mikvah first? What's wrong? So listen to what the Pasuk says. You all know the Pasuk. In Parshas Veschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hey, you know what happened at Har Sinai? Ator Esoladas. Ki Hashem Hu Elohim Einoid Milvado. Mamish Simchas Torah. Mamish Simchas Torah. But what is that Pasuk telling us? Ator Esoladas. I showed you. Hashem said, I showed you something to understand the whole godless and the yisod and what we're supposed to walk away from our Sinai, walk away from us. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Milvadoi. It's not just a song, it's life. There's nothing else but Hashem. Yichud Hashem. The oneness of our God. Listen to Rashi. Kishinos, I'm just reading Rashi. Sounds like we could be learning Zohar here. If you all understood, that's also all one. Kishenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Posach Lehem Shiva Rekiim. He opened up all the seven skies. Ukashem Shekores Al Yonim, just like he ripped apart and opened up the heavens. Kach Kores HaTochonim, he opened up the lower realms, whatever that means. V'roshu yichidi. We saw the oneness of Hashem. Eino mavado. L'kach nemar atoharei soladas. I showed it to you. We saw it. We all saw God. Roshu yichidi. We saw it with our own eyes. At Har Sinai. And we saw the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem. We saw that there is nothing else that exists but Kodesh Shebrichi. There is nothing else that exists in the world but Eibishter. What do you got over here? A watch? You think it's a watch? What is this? What type of watch? What is this? Burberry? Burberry? Is that Burberry? You know God says Burberry?
Who knows?
They make Burberry watches? Is the shirt Burberry? Burberry, okay. You think this is... You give me this watch. You think this is a watch? You think this is a watch? Is it real? It's on like Canal Street. All right, whatever. doesn't have like the Burberry Zach, you know? This is not a watch. This is the Eibishter. This is the Eibishter. This is the Eibishter. You think the Rebbe went crazy, he didn't get there Yisrael tonight, he's off his rocker. No. This is the Eibishter. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Listen to what happened at Har Sinai. Listen to what happened. Listen to the Medrash. The Medrash in Parshas Mishpatim. Amar Rav Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It's in Parsha Lamed. So it's Parsha Chavtas, at the end of Chavtas. It's at the end of Yisro. Amar Rav Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Kishinasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Tzipor lo tzavach. No birds were screaming, there was no chirping. Of lo parach. No birds were flying. Shor lo ga. There was no ox that was making their sounds. Ofanim lo afu. The celestial beings were not flying around. Srafim lo amru kadosh kadosh kadosh. Other celestial beings, whatever, weren't saying kadosh kadosh. Hayam lo nizdazor. The sea didn't move. Habrios lo dibro. Nobody in the world spoke. Ela oilam shoyseku machrish. The whole world was the sound of silence. Maybe that's what Simon and Garfunkel were talking about. The moment of Har Sinai. That's it. Because there's no bigger sound. That's the only time the whole world was silent. I don't think there's anyone else in all of history. So it must be what they were talking about. They're Yidden. Must be what they were talking about. Because there's no bigger sound than when the whole world was silent. Because that's at that moment, V'yotza ha'koil, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. At that moment, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And what was the purpose of everything else being silent? You know what the purpose was? To see it's the Yechidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of God. There is nothing else. There is nothing else. And we have to understand that. And we have to believe that. And each one of us, throughout the year, maybe, we start to stray. And we start to think there are other things in the world. There's something, these green pieces of paper, and we think it's chashev to have a lot of it, and have it in the bank. And in this day and age, it's so fake that it's fake should be fake. They have it, I don't understand it for the life of me, but there's something with this zach, the bitcoins, and they claim that that's worth a lot of money when it's not even real money, and it's nothing, and it's just like some technological create. Does anyone know what it's even talking about? I don't know, but somehow it's like, you have?
Yeah.
What do you have? Nothing. What do you have?
That's crazy.
But it's worth money, right?
It's going up.
Good. So, okay, so green piece of paper could be worth money. It's made up, you know, it's like, Echmesh's La La Land cartoon coins are worth money. I don't know, whatever. And we think that's important. We think labels on our clothing are important. And we stray, and we think there's other things in the world. It's all Avodah Zarah. Everything's just one big Avodah Zarah fest. We think there's anything else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're involved in any activity in life that's not somehow connected to Hashem. It means I'm straying from the oneness of Hashem. But the emes is, all is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is one. And that's what we learned at Har Sinai. There is nothing else. Do you hear me? There is nothing else. There's nothing else. And the moment I think about anything else in this world that's important, I lost that mindset, which is Yisoy Chibisoda's life. And we'll get back to it. I'm not saying we don't all have to earn money and wear clothing and be in this world, but we can't lose sight for one moment of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within everything. And the moment it's not mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing, it's hevel havolim. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Lamed Daled. Sorry, I can't read it to you because my Tiferes Yisrael, the first volume, has been lost for a couple years. Shem Yirachim. Not too many things in life I get sad about. Baruch Hashem. When you realize Kol Ma'adav Rechaman Otav of it, it's all good, but and I went through that whole Tiferes Yisrael. I have it all marked up in the places that it connected to me with notes, and the whole volume's gone. If anyone can find it, please. It means a lot to me. The last I remember having it, it was in DRS. I went through Altar Stroll with Rav Shimon Yaakov Jankowski. I have my second volume, but the first volume... So I can't read it to you. But I'll tell you what he says. He says that the creation of the world, by definition, created a riboy, created expansion. See, until the creation of the world, all was vada, yachid, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's all still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it seems, it appears. There's what we refer to in Kabbalistic language as symptom of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a minimization of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not as clear anymore, and there's riboy, there's expansion. There are other things that are going on in the world. So suddenly I think there's something to gashmias, I think there's something to materialism, I think, and that's when Avodah Zarah suddenly spray out all over the world. And we show chashivas to other things. And that's why the world was created with the letter Beis at the beginning. I mean, the first mamar of Ma'aseh Bereishis of the Asara Mamaros was with the letter Beis, Bereishis Bara Elokim. The letter Beis represents that expansion. Because Beis is the beginning of expansion, Gaze is the beginning of Riboy. And then every other letter is just more and more. The closest to Yechidus, the closest to the oneness of Hashem is the Aleph. So the world starts with Beis. Bereishis Bara Elokim. And that's a scary place. And that has its nisyonos. And the world has tremendous challenges to each and every one of us that we fall into and we start to be machshav, things that are not the yachid, not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo aleinu, people in all different levels. People fall in, lo aleinu, sadly, to places of taiva, shein kamo, when it comes to pornography and shmir senayim, lo aleinu. And thinks that this is chashav and important and feels good about this when it's so far from yachid, so far from Eibishter. And as we said, money. Now other, we all have our own, whatever they might be. When the avod is to get back to yachid. So after creating the world, which is Riboy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to give us something to remind us, something, a tool, a mechanism to bring back the oneness, bring back the aleph. So where does Aseres HaDibros Ma'amid Har Sinai start? Anoichi Hashem Lokecha, with the letter Aleph. The Maral says, the whole point of Torah is to give us the guidelines of life, to bring us back to the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To bring us back to the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And let's think about it. What is the Torah? The Torah has 613 mitzvahs. The Torah has 613 mitzvahs, right? It's working. I'm scared when I use mine, huh? 613 mitzvahs. What do? They structure and filter every area of my life. And there's a particular way that I'm literally supposed to go to the bathroom. And there's a particular way that I'm supposed to eat food. And there's a particular way I wake up in the morning. And everything in my life is governed by Torah. And some people wrongly are shaitim and they think, oh my gosh, I'm so bound, I'm shackled by the Torah. I'm shackled by it because it's governing every area of my life. I'm not allowed to be myself. Not allowed to be who I want to be. Chas v'sholom, such a dea, is shitos shel sheker, that be courses. Emes, what does the Torah do? The Torah, yes, what it does is mekadesh every area of our life to remind us of the oneness of Hashem in everything. To remind us that whatever we do should be brought back to Eibishter. Everything is Hashem. There's nothing that's not Hashem. And that's what the Torah does for us. And when I'm learning Torah, I'm literally learning with Hashem. As we've pointed out from the Heilige Nefesh Chaim. And I'm hugging Hashem, as the Baal Tanya says in Perek Dalet. But when I'm keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, I'm reminded through that Shavis Hashem Nehisamid. You think it's not the Eibishter who governed that we should be here together learning when it wasn't supposed to be a few hours ago? That's the Eibishter, that's the oneness of Hashem, and that's why it's good, and it's great, and beautiful, and perfect, and Kol Ma'adav Rechman Otav of it, amazing, Baruch Hashem. And this is where we're supposed to be right now, learning Torah together. You know, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch tells you, and whether this is an Eitz Toivo and what level of mitzvah it is, but that there's a particular way to put on your shoes in the morning. We all know, right? Right shoe, left shoe, tire left, tire right. As if we have tie shoes. I put on my ninth non-tie shoes tonight. No, because when I go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a kayin, I don't want to have tie shoes. Okay. Maybe it means we're going to be duchening here tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem is baruch. Yantiv. Maybe I should go daven to Sfardim tomorrow, Taka. Maybe I will. That's a good idea. Okay, anyways. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, we have a way to put on our shoes. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu really cares how I put on my shoes in the morning? Do you think it really, he's concerned that Aryeh Cohen should tie his left shoe before he ties his right shoe? I'm going to tell you something. I believe in Hashkacha Pratis 100%. And I believe in, like I think all of us in this room, I hope, according to all the Shittos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned with every detail of my life. And concerned in giving me and watching over me and bringing me the shefa from the Eibishter and the Hashkacha Pratis. Individual, divine watching for Hashem. But honestly, I'm going to tell you something. I really just don't think he cares how I put on my shoes in the morning. I don't. So why is it there? Why is that a mitzvah? Why is that a eita taiva? Hanhogos adam b'boiker? Because he cares that everything that I do, I connect to Yichud Hashem. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah, not because he needs me to put on my shoes in a particular way, but he needs me that even when I'm putting on my shoes, think about the Eibishter, and think about the Rabbanu Shalom, and think Shasuli Kol Sarchi, and think that, Baruch Hashem, I'm putting my shoes so that I could go daven to Hashem, and I could learn with Hashem. And to be miyachid Shem Hashem in everything that I do. That's what the Torah was given for Atari. So to ask Hashem, Elokim, Einoid Milvadoi, Yichud Hashem, connected this world, which is the Beis, which is Riboy, where we forget this. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Hilga Arizal says the 10 Makos are connected the Asar Ma'amaros of creation, the 10 sayings of creation, in inverse order. This is deep Torah, but let's just understand one of them. So Makos Bechoros would then be Keneged Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Makos Bechoros is the last. It's Keneged Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. How so? Well, what happened by Makos Bechoros? Anivlo Malach, Anilav Asaraf, Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoido V'atzmo took care of it. It was all Yichud Hashem on the highest of levels. Keneged Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. To teach us the Yichud of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the world's trying to get us away from this. This could be explained in a lot of ways, this medrash. I explained it differently years ago, but so recently brought down the medrash in Parshas Vayishlach when talking about the fight between Sar Shal Esav, who was the Zayda of Amalek, and Yaakov Avinu says, by Yaakov, I vassar Yaakov levado, by Avik Yishimo. But the Medrash says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu kasubo, v'nizgav Hashem levado. Just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'nizgav Hashem levado, af Yaakov, I vassar Yaakov levado. And that's why the song, right? That's why we sing, v'nizgav Hashem levado. And then the other part is, v'vassar Yaakov levado. It's this, it's a Medrash. It's a Medrash in Ayin Zayin, in Parshas Vayishlach. The Medrash is comparing the oneness of Hashem to the oneness of Yaakov. And I saw brought down that perhaps what happened, Yaakov Avinu reached the level of an Izgav Hashem Avado. He reached the level where he saw the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's that moment that Sar Shal Esav has to fight with us because he doesn't want us to. So that's at that moment that Sar Shal Esav is going to fight with the Yaakov Avinu. Because the world doesn't want us to have this. And that's why specifically when we're on the way to Kabbalah's HaTorah is when Amalek comes to fight with us. Because Amalek, who's the grandson of Esav, says, I don't want you to accept the Torah and see Yichud Hashem. I want you to be Beriboy in the world. Because it knows, when we finally live with Hashem every moment, Shavit Hashem and Nagi Samid, that's when, Baruch Hashem, everything is the way it should be, and there's only Geula and Simcha and Bracha, exactly the way we want it to be. So when we forget that for one moment, that we all have sadness in our life, and that there's Churban for Klal Yisrael. Everything is Hashem. Nothing in our life can't be. And now we still live. So that was Esav and Amalek. And you think the Golus we live in is not doing the same? Our Golus, Mamish, is Esav, Amalek together. And it's called technology. And this little contraption and a computer and the world of the internet and the world of all the taivas out there and all the bittul zman out there. What is it all doing? It's pulling us away from Yichud Hashem. And think that there are other things in the world that are important. And here even small things, like someone's Instagram or Chveis Nisht, What's the cool game? What the guy's Twitter account? I have to follow this guy and that guy Twitter, and we false it because I throw a Torah terminology into it that it's good. How much Bittelsman is from Twitter? How much Bittelsman? Let's be real, because I have to come up with a corny line about that I connect to a chash of a day, and suddenly it's Torah because it was said by a rabbi. It's sheker. It's not oneness of Hashem. It's not Yichud Hashem. It's Bittelsman. And that's the Eitz HaRa of today. That's the Eitz HaRa of today. And we rationalize it in different ways. And then sometimes we really fall. Because the more we rationalize, then eventually we're going to really fall. Because I'm connected to it. I'm connected to that world. Which is, what is that world? It's all the Eitz HaRa and Gol is taken away from Yichud Hashem. Taken away from the oneness of being with Hashem every moment. And it's not to say we can't work and earn a living. Vada you can. And vada you can go to school and go learn Limud Yichol if need be. As far as getting a job. As far as even if you're someone who appreciates and sees the oneness of Hashem in it. If you, mamish, are studying biology or physics or whatever it might be and you love it and you enjoy it and you see the oneness of Hashem in it, beautiful, wonderful. Or if you're doing that to get a job, to support your family, so you send your kids to yeshiva and live a beautiful, wonderful, that's oneness of Hashem still. That should be such a mlemi samid. You're playing ball with your kid one day, you're playing sports with your kid to see and build relationships so that you could sit and learn with them and they see that you love them and it's Yichud Hashem. Anything we do, perhaps, if elevated, it could be Yichud Hashem. But if it's not Yichud Hashem, it's a Riboy. And Maamon Arsinai is to bring us back to Yichud Hashem. You know, I was supposed to be on a plane tonight. So I was thinking about when I was preparing this a few moments ago. Story I probably shared at one point. It will sound like a crazy story. I don't know if I shared it with this chaver. I definitely shared it when it happened years ago, but it happened many years ago. It's a true story. When I was on a plane, it must be at least 6-7 years ago. I was in Detroit, Michigan. For a chasana of a Talmud, Yoni Miladovnik. Very beautiful chasana, Baruch Hashem. And I was on the plane back. That night, I was on the plane ride back. It was an afternoon chasana, went in the morning, went back that night. And I was there, and I was in a row, and I remember this is like my mishayek yesterday. I was all the way in Chveslesh by the window. In general, I never like to be by the window. You know, you feel claustrophobic over there. Some people like it, you could lean against it, but I need the ability just, you know, I like to be in the aisle. But I was by the window, but Lemais is from Detroit. It was like, how long is that? An hour flight, whatever it is. So no, not a big, that's fine, I can handle that. Then there was a young man next to me, not a Jewish man, and a young woman next to him. They weren't together. Both of them in their young 20s. And the flight takes off, uneventful, and we're there. And I remember, like yesterday, I take out a Mishnayos. I was learning Mishnayos. I remember the guy next to me, he's reading some book. The young woman, she has her laptop there, she's watching some movie. It's fine. And then they come around giving out drinks. I don't remember what I took. I probably took a Diet Coke. The woman, maybe she took an orange, she's a water, nothing, out of whatever it was. And the guy, he asked for a cup of wine. And I remember right away, I was very taken aback. You know, I'm not used to MS, I'm not looking down, not judging, but I'm just not used to being with non-Jews, eating or drinking. And don't get around, I'm not judging, and there's nothing wrong with having a cup of wine, but some people do at dinner once in a while. But to me, a cup of wine is already something very chashiv. Like, we make kiddush on wine. We have sheva brachos by wine. We bench on a case of yayin. Purim is yayin. On a plane ride, just to have a cup of wine in like a chvestish, in like a white cup, you know, or whatever it is, a red cup, a chvestish. To begin with, so I was a little bit... Okay, Purim is different. So I was taken aback. Okay, but then I got over that. I was okay. It was what it was. But then I watch this guy, and he takes the cup of wine, and he just starts drinking it. Drinking it down. No bracha. No bracha. Okay, I know you're thinking he's not Jewish. I mean, he's not supposed to be making a bracha. So the MS was, I'm not used to being with people who just drink like that. And I was very taken aback by it. I really was. I was very taken aback by it. And then I look at my hand, and I have this cup of Diet Coke, whatever, and I make a bracha. And it was a bracha like I haven't made in a long time, I remember. It was a bracha, a little bit like an agavian bracha, mm-hmm. And, what? No. But you know. I made a bracha, and it was such akara, such appreciation for the Eibishter, that we have this chus. Unlike this individual, which is fine, he had his wine, but his cup of wine, it's all about one thing, this physical pleasure, tanug. We have a Diet Coke, and it's not just a Diet Coke. There's a Yichud Hashem in my Diet Coke. I could have the schus of making a bracha. When I drink my Diet Coke, I'm connecting to the Eibishter. What a schus! Unbelievable. It was a very special time. The MS is, that's Ma'amad Har Sinai, for each and every one of us. So now maybe we can understand, Rav Zucker explains why the Aseres HaDibros is in Parshas Yisro. You see, Yisro went around and he started out in expansive places, all over the place, trying this Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah, all the expansions of the world. But he came to realize Yichud Hashem, and I want to be part of that. And it's taught to us that Yisro, before he was Yisro, his name, he had seven names, but his name connected to that name was Yeser. His name at first was Yeser. Yeser means to have more, to expand. He was out there. When he came to be part of Klal Yisrael, they added the Vav. The Vav is the Vav Achibor. As if to say, all that's Yeser, all that's extra and out there, it all is Mekusher, it's all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoy Devatim, it's all Yichud Hashem. And if you see it like that, then you could be involved in everything in the world in the most beautiful ways. But if you don't see it like that, it's Hevel Havolim. Pez Hashem Yisbaruch, each and every one of us should be Zoicha. As we prepare these days in Moshe Nefesh to turn our dam into cholov, a foundation of Torah in the sweetest of ways. But we should be zoicha to stand by our Sinai on Wednesday morning. Be zoicha to remember the yichud of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the oneness of Hashem, and apply that to every aspect of our life. And that chus will be zoicha again to the yichud Hashem. With Mashiach Zakenu, we'll all go on the flight to Yerushalayim HaKadosh together. B'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.